Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Tova Brandt, and she is the Albert Ravenholt Curator at the Danish Museum, the Museum of Danish America. Good morning to you, Tova.
Good morning, LaVon.
Tova, you have a new display. You've been busy getting all of those things ready to go. And Nordic Nights, I believe is the title.
Nordic Light.
Lights.
Yeah.
Part of that would be at night, but part of it wouldn't be at night, right?
Most of it is more illuminated.
Yes.
But yes, this is a brand new art exhibition by a Danish artist named Hannah Stovring. And she is born and educated in Denmark, but for the past 3 years has lived in New York City. And so she's had some gallery shows in this country, as well as galleries in Denmark. And so we're very pleased to display well over 30 works of hers.
Oh.
And it's another kind of wonderful opportunity to have a colorful new thing to see when you come into the museum this summer.
And is it a range of colors, or are they mostly soft colors?
There is a range. What's very interesting is that Hannah describes her own work as, when she was really based in Denmark, there were a lot of soft, cool tones, green, mm-hmm. blues, things that we really associate with, Nordic colors. And since living in New York City, she sees her art being more influenced by the metropolitan landscape, and so she sees more red in her work, more kind of vibrant, contrasting colors. And so you'll see examples of both of those kind of styles and periods.
Mm-hmm. And it is interesting when you tell the story of an artist, as you were talking here, how their life influences what they produce.
Exactly. And as do all of us, we change, we get new ideas, mm-hmm. through our experiences, and for artists that can often be expressed directly in what they are, mm-hmm. creating. And mm-hmm. so to be able to look at the year in which something was painted, oh, that's from 2012, that's before she came to New York,
mm-hmm.
and kind of contrast those, that's a lot of fun.
Will she be coming to visit at all?
She's here now. She brought the paintings herself this week, and so she's been involved in arranging and installing the show, which is great. It's a lot of fun when the artist can be here in person and have a voice in kind of how their work is displayed. So she is giving a brown bag lunch talk today, Thursday, at the museum, and that's open for all. And then this Saturday, she'll do a gallery talk, again, open for all, in the evening as part of our Danish Midsummer event, our Sankthansaften event.
Okay, so great opportunity to meet this artist, visit with her, and find out more about her life and how she works. That'd be really fun.
Exactly.
So, again, that's at noon today.
Noon today, right here at the museum, part of our Brown Bag Lunch,
uh-huh.
series. And then another opportunity on Saturday evening. Her gallery talk will start at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
But we have activities before that and after that as part of our evening midsummer celebration.
Okay.
So lots of things going on Saturday evening at the museum.
Okay, so why don't you expand on that a little bit?
Sure. This is our annual Danish-style midsummer, which in Denmark is called Sankthansaften, which translates to St. John's Evening, or the eve of the feast day of John the Baptist. And there's a whole history behind that that we don't have to go into. But basically, it's the celebration of midsummer, the longest days of the year. And so we do an evening event with live music. Starting at 5 o'clock, we'll have some of our local old-time country musicians performing, jamming in the lobby of the museum. Starting at 6 o'clock, we'll be serving a hot dog picnic supper just for a free will donation. All are welcome. There is no charge for any of these activities. We'll have, weather permitting, some outdoor lawn games like croquet and kub, which is a Scandinavian lawn game, and also a chance to try out our ring riding course, which is something we do at Tivoli Fest as a children's competition, But for Sankthansaften, we just leave it up. It's an activity where you bicycle through a gate and try to kind of get a stick through a ring. It's kind of like jousting with a long spear, but instead you're on a bicycle and you're just trying to get a ring off of a string through as you're biking across the grass.
So Tova, can you do that?
No. I tried once and failed, and then other people were in line. So I might make it an annual tradition
there
to try
go.
It myself.
There
but,
you go.
So we'll see. Yeah, come on Saturday and see if I can do it this year.
Yeah, well, Tova, you need to set a tradition for your son. I mean, he's not probably quite ready to do that, but one of these days he grows up fast.
Exactly.
Yes. But great, great fun. And there's so many bicyclists in the area. What a kind of just another challenge.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and so there is activities for everyone. As I mentioned, Hannah Stovering will do a gallery talk at 7:00, and at 7:30 we have the duo Greenblatt and Shea, who will be performing a wide range of more traditional folk music, outside. And when they're done around 9:00, that's when we light the traditional bonfire at sunset.
Okay, so, I was kind of waiting for you. I was going to ask, isn't there a bonfire?
Gotta light the bonfire.
Yes,
yep.
That's an important part of this whole celebration.
That is the core activity. So yes, that's what we have to do. And we'll also have a smaller fire for those who want to roast a marshmallow or two.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
And they could probably bring the makings of s'mores if they wanted to.
Or we might even have them available.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yummy. Yep. Yummy. So a great event on Saturday just to bring people over. So the museum is open. People can come in on Saturday.
Yes, the galleries will be open through the event, so you can come in and enjoy the new art exhibit. We've been redoing a lot of our core exhibits, too. If you haven't seen those, you'll see that there's a lot of things that have been redesigned and reinstalled. So we'll keep the galleries open through most of the evening. And most of these events can move indoors if the weather turns uncooperative. Mm-hmm. But so far, the forecast looks decent.
I think that this would probably be a good time to meet some interns. You always have interns working at the museum.
That's right. We have two Danish interns. One is working with me in the exhibitions department, and another is working for the genealogy center.
So great time to meet those young folks and find out more about them also. Good time just to have some, meet a lot of other people, you know, visit with your friends, but you never know who you might meet that, hey, this would be an interesting conversation. So you mentioned you've been redoing some of the ongoing exhibits. We want to just kind of list a few of those?
Yes. So we now have some different ways that we tell the story of kind of Danish immigration and Danish American history. We now have a timeline of 14,000 years of Danish and Danish American history. So placing the stories that we may be more familiar with within the full context of Danish history and culture and how that history and culture came to the United States. So it's kind of fun to bring out some really old stuff from our collection. Mm. And kind of put that timeline together. We also have one part of the gallery wall that we filled with kind of real collection highlights, some things that might be really unexpected, and it might be unexpected to put them next to each other. For example, putting a 1950 Danish Nimbus motorcycle next to a 19th century desk and bookcase used by an immigrant pastor. So we wanted to give people a taste of what's in the collection and the variety of stories that our artifacts can tell. We also have a wall of over 60 photographs, again from our collection, of just different faces of Danish America, whether it's immigrants or Danish Americans of the second or third or fourth generation. And just, again, another way to represent the variety and diversity of the stories that our museum is committed to telling.
Always something new going out the museum. If you've been there, you know, maybe a month ago, I'm sure there's something new and different to see. And, of course, one of those is this new art exhibit. And, again, want to mention today, Brown Bag Lunch. You can meet the artist, so get on over to the Museum of Danish America. We want to thank you very much, Tova Brandt, for visiting with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Until next time, here's a quote from Twyla Tharp. Art is the only way to run away without leaving home.